just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
All right, that's it. Show's over. I'm going home. You've been listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands with your host, Robert Privet. And stay tuned, because we got Exploding Head Movies coming on up with Gak. And then followed by that is The Jazz Show, the only jazz show worth listening to. Well, that's I'm trying to promote him, but you know what? He wouldn't want me to say that even, although I really do believe it. It's all he needs, 3 hours, and it's on an hour and a half. So stay tuned for Gavin Walker on that. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Tatter, the Polish equivalent of the Beatles, and that was Coda, the last track on their 1974 album Rytm Ziemi. Zerwony Gitary translates to English as the Red Guitars. They were founded in 1965 outside of Gdansk, and Zerwony Gitary toured extensively throughout the Eastern Bloc, becoming big in Czechoslovakia, Hungary, the Soviet Union, and they became so big in Eastern Germany that they released albums in the German language, and they changed their band name to Rote Gitarren to fit in. And the band lasted up until the early 80s, but then they reunited in the 90s, and they continue to release music and tour to this very day. So, Dobry Dzenia and Witajcie. Time once again for Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired show here on UBC's community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm with here till 9. The phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. It's all Polish music this week, something I've had long in the works, but it wasn't until the unfortunate plane crash that occurred a little while ago, close to the World War II mass grave known as Katyn, that a call to action was required. So we're going to have some post-punk, ambient techno, old-school funk, and a crazy amount of soundtrack work, including all the well-known composers like Komeda, Kilar, Preissner, Kaczmarek, and Penderecki. But no polkas at all, just a lot of mispronounced words. We're going to start off with some new wave. I tried compiling a set of vintage Polish 80s songs, but I had some trouble downloading them. I was expecting cassette-level quality, strange production values, low bit rates, you know, the usual things. But I wound up with times with crazy cut-and-paste songs with no clue which song was actually happening, so it sounded like the download went bad. It sounded wild, but it's alienating without context. However, I did find this intact, and these guys came from Krakow. They're called Made in Poland, and they represented the cold wave sound akin to like Joy Division and Killing Joke. And here's one of the only six songs that they released, which were all included on a 1983 compilation called Polska Nowa Fala, which translates to Polish New Wave. So this is Made in Poland, and with what translates to one raindrop, and that's Jedna Kropla Deszczu.
Jestem ostatnim.
Maskotki with Televizhnaya Bulimia, or Televised Bulimia, and that's off their 2005 album, Chodzh Zabatsich, something like that. That's translated to English as Come On and See. And the duo of girls known as Ala and Katucia spin a pro-feminist fuzz pop, encouraging more Polish women to play music. Their latest album is 2008's Meow Meow Meow. I traveled through Poland back in 2006, and through the guidance of one of this show's faithful Warsaw listeners, I saw this next band live. And this quartet formed in 2002 by the singer of the band Jak Wolność to Wolność, and they released one album as far as I can tell, and that's 2005's Miedzi Rababarum a Pomidorum, something involving rhubarbs and tomatoes, apparently. So here are Los Trobantos with Rzeźnia, or Slaughterhouse.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
We'll be right back. zmieni prawie nic. Przez chwilę będzie ciszej. Wrócę pod dach i łyknę coś od tak, choć godzina młoda. Usiądę wygodnie, byłem dość swobodnie, rozważyć, czy nie szkoda tych kilku przypadków, zlotów i upadków, by brylować chwilę. Lepiej byłoby znacznie więcej chwil spędzać nieco milej.
Electric Fish Imad with Hulich Bedsi Zizek, or Soon It Will Be Quiet. Electric Fish Imad is a family collaboration featuring Vuvu singer Wojciech Walecki and his two sons, rapper Bartosz, otherwise known as Fish, and then producer Piotr, a.k.a. Imad. And both members are part of a septet known as Dvorzhvu Stutsheni. And Vagleske Fijimari released their first album together called Meska Muzika, or Men's Music, in 2008. And before that, we heard The Cars on Fire with the title track to their 2009 album, Omborops. And they're a trio from Warsaw, and Omborops was produced by John McIntyre. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and it's time now for some funk, which somehow slipped through the then-communist country, probably through expats. And the Soul Service DJ team has been compiling a lot of singles into a series called Polish Funk, of which there are at least four albums out. Although one of my favorites is the Bazooki-inspired cover of the theme from Shaft, we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from the first two in the series. We'll start off with ABC, or I guess in Polish it's ABC, something like that. And I can't tell you much about them at all. But from 1970, here they are with You Want Too Much.
Thank you. Najpierw zdeszczu cię rozbiorę, tak dokładnie po kropelce. Potem z kwiatów cię rozbiorę, potem z rdzawych liści serce. I do tańca cię zaproszę, w środku palnego lata. Oczy, oczy ci zasłonię, przed rosnącą grozą świata. Najpierw szepnę słówko ciche, by nie drgnęła nawet rosa. Najpierw szepnę słówko ciche, chyląc usta w twoich włosach. Najpierw wezmę cię za rękę, nawet się nie ruszą cienie. Najpierw wezmę cię za rękę i pójdziemy w czas jak ziele.
Mazdish Kozlovsky with I Shall Cover Your Eyes, Oji Tzi Zajloni. And that's a 1969 cut you can find on Volume 2 of the Polish Funk series. Kozlovsky started off his career with a Polish Dixie band, of all things, called the Warsaw Stompers, part of a seemingly odd American genre that was big in the student clubs in the 60s in Poland. He also played in a big band called the Red Blacks, and he was considered a Polish superstar before emigrating to New York in 1969, around the time that song came out. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR.
Hey, man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Pewnie święci Rzym lub Krym już jeden raz. Może świat poluznał, a zgubiłeś ślad. Powiedz, gdzieś po Rymę pan. Powiedz, stary, gdzieś ty był, ileś soli zjadł. Może urwał ci się film u podróżaka. Coś przed nami ukryć chcesz, lecz nie zwiedziesz nas. Powiedz, już najwyższy czas. Stara wiara znów przygarnie cię, szkoda słów, więc uśmiechnij się i do góry głowa. Powiedz, stary, gdzieś ty był, czerwokrągły rok. Pewnie świat nie szczędzi ci martwienia i trosk. I choć grałeś, nie dał los tych najlepszych kart. Siadaj, może być sąsiad. Pa 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 p
gdzieś ty był, byłeś diabła wart. To nieważne, gdzieś ty był, nie udał ci się strach. Słuchaj, stań, sekret znam, by uratować się. Już najwyższy czas, zakochaj się. Już najwyższy czas, zakochaj się. Już najwyższy czas, zakochaj się.
There's a Vonnie Guitar again with Powiedz Stary Gdzieś Ty Był, released on one of their late 60s albums, but you can easily find it on their 1991 Best Of compilation. The song we began the night with, which was Coda, also appears on the Polish Funk series and I Have to Find, Volumes 3 and 4. Time to dive into films here on Exploding Head Movies, and we'll start off with Krzysztof Kumida, who studied piano in his youth, but due to World War II, he focused on becoming a doctor. But his passion with music came to the forefront again, and after dabbling in the ever-so-popular Dixieland, he became part of the early wave of jazz coming out of Warsaw in the 50s. We're going to listen to a couple cuts from Roman Polanski films, but we'll hear a cover first. And this first one's done by Leszek Mojeszter, who came into town and played at the North Vancouver Centennial Theatre on Sunday, May 9th. And in 2006, Mojeszter joined Canadian Adam Makowicz in Carnegie Hall. And aside from a lot of Chopin, who was Poland's most famous composer, there were a few jazz pieces, and then there was this take of Kometa's most famous score. So here's Leszek Mojeszter versus Adam Makowicz, tackling the main theme to Rosemary's Baby. Thank you.
started that set off with Leszek Moszeszer and Adam Makowicz with the main theme to Rosemary's Baby. Then we heard a couple tracks from 1966. There's Krzysztof Komeda himself as part of the Komeda Project with the title track to The Fearless Vampire Killers. And then we heard the song Pushing the Car from the film Cul-de-Sac. And if you're really keen on Komeda, there are a couple of crazy box sets out there that features effectively his entire oeuvre. One I saw was 8 CDs, another one was 13, and I think one of them is called the Matinee, the Complete Recordings of Komeda. But that's something that's effectively a dream object for me now. And in December 1968, Komeda had a tragic accident involving a fall after a playful fight with his friend, writer Marek Hłaszko, which led to a hematoma growing in his brain. He traveled back to Poland, where he died in April 1969 as a result of incorrect treatment, and he was only a few days shy of his 48th birthday. There's some new Exploding Head movies here on CITR Vancouver. Next up is Wojciech Kilar set. And Kilar was one of the three heads of the Polish avant-garde movement in the 60s, along with Krzysztof Penderecki and Henryk Gorecki. And Kilar scored his first film in 1959. He had his feet in both the cinematic and classical realms since then, composing sonatas and canticles alongside movie cues. And one of them was Exodus, which was used in the Schindler List trailer at the time. However, over time, his avant-garde leanings settled down into more lyrical works, and we'll sort of see how it progresses, starting off with his theme to the 1965 film Salto, which is known in English as Tango.
Thank you.
Wojciech Kilo. We started off with his theme to Salto. Then from Polanski's 2002 film, The Pianist, we heard Kilar, along with the Warsaw Philharmonic National Orchestra of Poland, and vocals by Hanna Wojcicka. And we heard Moving to the Ghetto, October 31st, 1940. And then we ended up with Kilar's Hollywood debut. That was the cue of Vampire Hunters from the 1992 score to Francis Ford Coppola and Bram Stoker's Dracula, for which Kilar won an ASCAP award. Since that film, Kilar has worked on both European and North American films, including Death and the Maiden, The Truman Show, The Ninth Gate, and 2007's We Own the Night. And in the background, we hear part of the score that we highlighted in episode 14 of Exploding Head Movies, and that's Abel Korzeniowski's A Single Man, from which we're listening to Mescaline. And Abel studied composition in his hometown of Krakow under the tutelage of Penderecki, whom we'll hear a powerful number in several minutes. And Korzeniowski's next work will be for John Cameron Mitchell's next film due later this year. It'll be an adaptation of the Tony Award-winning play Rabbit Hole, which played here in Vancouver a couple months ago. Let's next go with another Krakowice, and that's Zbigniew Preisner. And he's a composer best known for his work with the late Polish-French director Krzysztof Kieślowski. And I'll highlight a couple cues from the final part of a French trilogy, and that's Three Colors Red. And this next track takes the text from a poem by Nobel Prize winner Wisława Szymborska. So here's Preisner, along with Symphonia Varsovia, the Philharmonic Choir of Silesia, and soloist Zbigniew Zamachowski with Love at First Sight, or Milsot od Bieżego Beznerzny.
Oboje są przekonani, że połączyło ich uczucie nagłe. Piękna jest taka pewność, ale niepewność piękniejsza. Sądzą, że skoro nie znali się wcześniej, nic między nimi nigdy się nie działo. A co na to ulice, schody, korytarze, na których mogli się od dawna mijać? Chciałbym ich zapytać, czy nie pamiętają, może w drzwiach obrotowych, kiedyś twarzą w twarz, jakieś przepraszam w ścisku, głos pomyłka w słuchawce. Ale znam ich odpowiedź. Nie, nie pamiętają. Każdy przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy. To tylko ciąg dalszy. Od dłuższego już czasu bawił się nimi przypadek, jeszcze nie całkiem gotów zamienić się dla nich w los. Zbliżał ich i oddalał, zabiegał im drogę i tłumiąc chichot odskakiwał w bok. Były znaki, sygnały, cóż z tego, że nieczytelne. Może 3 lata temu, albo w zeszły wtorek, pewien listek przefrunął z ramienia na ramię. Było coś zgubionego, coś podniesionego. Kto wie, czy już nie piłka w zaroślach dzieciństwa. Każdy przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy. A księga zdarzeń zawsze otwarta. Były klamki i dzwonki, na których zawczasu dotyk kładł się na dotyk. Walizki obok siebie w przechowalni. Był może pewnej nocy jednakowy sen, natychmiast po zbudzeniu zamazany. Każdy przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy, a księga zdarzeń zawsze otwarta w połowie. Każdy przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy, a księga zdarzeń zawsze otwarta w połowie. Każdy przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy, a księga zdarzeń zawsze otwarta w połowie.
Przecież początek to tylko ciąg dalszy, a księga zdarzeń zawsze otwarta.
Soundtrack to Trois Couleurs Rouges. That was composer Zbigniew Preisner. The Symphony of Varsovia, conducted by Wojciech Wiśniewski, and the Philharmonic Choir of Silesia, and that was Treason. Preisner scored the other two parts of the trilogy, Blue and White, or Bleu et Blanc, as per the colors of the French flag. And throughout the trilogy, and with most of Kieślowski's films, Preisner attributes a few compositions to a fictional Dutch composer of his own creation, and that's Van den Boudenmeyer. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
This is Asha Bilot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm Gak, you're listening to CITR Vancouver. Next up is Jan A.P. Kaczmarek, a Pole from Konin, who moved to Los Angeles, where he scored over 50 documentaries and films. In 2005, he won the Oscar for Best Original Score for his work in Mark Forster's film Finding Neverland, which is a fictionalized take about the Scottish writer who came up with Peter Pan. However, we're going to listen to two cues from some of his other scores, beginning with Kaczmarek's work in the 2008 film The Visitor. So here's Jan A.P. Kaczmarek with The System Says No.
Thank you. robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
At the Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
2007 Polish film Hanya, so. Jan A.P. Kaczmarek with Patrz Przez Okno, or Looking Through the Window. Despite his relocation to Hollywood, Kaczmarek has retained strong ties to his homeland. He was commissioned to compose a couple tributes to Polish history, both of which debuted live on Polish TV. Time now for Krzysztof Penderecki. This is the orchestral piece that brought the composer to global attention in 1961, Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima. Originally, this song was supposed to be a bit more cerebral, based on various techniques applied to unconventional scoring. Originally, it was called 837, much like John Cage's 433. Penderecki sketched out how the piece would ultimately sound in his head, just in an abstract sense, but during the actual performance of it, the emotional charge of the piece forced him to dedicate it to the victims of the atomic bomb in World War II, mixing solemnity and catastrophe. So the Threnody, along with a couple other Penderecki pieces, appears in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, and you can also hear it in the 2006 film Children of Men. So here's the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Penderecki's Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima. And in the background, we hear the rest of the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Penderecki's Trinity for the Victims of Hiroshima. Penderecki's music can also be heard in a couple David Lynch films, Martin Scorsese's recent Shutter Island, and in a sad piece of irony, Andrzej Wajda's 2007 film, Katyni, the site of the World War II Polish massacre, and 70 years later, the intended destination of the Polish plane that crashed a month ago or so, killing 99 people, including the Polish president, his wife, and one-fifth of Poland's political, military, and cultural leaders.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
We're getting close to the end of our Polish tribute here, and we'll wind things down, starting off with Jacek, an electroacoustic musician who goes by his last name. And you can find this off the Norwegian label Miasma, and from his 2008 album Treni, here's Jacek with Waltz.
Seven,
Zizlov Pirnik and Piotr Zabrotsky with Perli Brzed Kruki off their 2008 album, The Manga. And Zabrotsky is a composer who plays piano on this album, whilst Pirnik takes the lead with the tuba, making for a fun take on some strange music. And that's about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m. is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And at midnight, join Rob Previtt for Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. And if you're a big fan of Polish music, stay tuned on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. because Hans Kloss's Misery Hour is a fantastic source with Mary in there. When this show originally aired, he phoned in and loved it to death. And especially if you stay after and listen, and after Hans's show is over, he tunes into a Polish radio station of some sort. Usually it's a university station, academic, something crazy. It plays through the night, and it sounds fantastic. So if you missed any of this week's episodes, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca. And we're going to close off here with another piece by Krzysztof Komeda. And this came through the Crazy Girl Project from 1961. And this is A Ballad for Bernd. So take care and have a great night.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. Check us out also on the web, and we're at www.citr.ca.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee.